fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live deep in the mountains in the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the 19th day of October, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. The news on Drudge concerns the what's being called a caravan of 4,000-plus men, women, and children, including criminals and possibly members of ISIS, according to the president of Guatemala. Being stopped probably today at the Mexican border. The southern Mexican border, not the one that borders us. And that would be a good thing if that happens. Proper tip of the day. It's a question. Do you have a safe haven? Question, do you? And we have a small but growing community of John Moore's listeners moving to my zip code 65456. A family from Texas, a family from Louisiana, another family from Mississippi, all having moved in or will move in the next few weeks. If you'd like to join us, contact me. There's a couple of parcels for sale in my zip code 65456. Be glad to have you here. And tonight, at movie night, our local preparedness group has movie night every Friday evening. During the warmer months, when we close the American Legion for winterization, the first week of November, our last movie this year will be the first Friday of November. Our movie tonight is The Hunger Games: Catching Fire, the second film of a three-film trilogy of films, interesting and entertaining movies. So that'll be a lot of fun. Hope you can make it. Legion Hall opens at 6 p.m., and the movie starts promptly at 7. We have the movie is free to attend. We also have hot dogs, bratwurst, fresh hot popcorn, candy, soft drinks, and coffee, of course. All right. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Tom Berryhill. I almost said Professor Tom Berryhill. In fact, Tom knows more about radio frequency engineering than I'm sure some of the professors teaching it for a living. And we talk about emergency survival communications on Friday mornings, first hour. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. I found that rather humorous, that introduction.
Well, it's true. I've known you for about a quarter century, and I've known some college professors, and they tend to not live in the real world. And there's no substitute for real world experience when it comes to matters of engineering. And that's been your life, is real world experience in radio frequency engineering, electronics, and related technologies, including manufacturing. So it's not a flippant statement. It is, in my opinion, a true statement that you could probably, although you would probably not be politically correct, it wouldn't last a week, but you could probably teach these topics at most universities, Tom, if you could get past the political correct part, which you couldn't.
That's true, John, and thank you for the kind words. I have been a ham radio operator for 51 years now, and also have a commercial FCC license. So I have a lot of practical hands-on experience, but I don't know if I'd ever make the best instructor. But I do enjoy the work I do, and you learn by doing hands-on, and that's what I've done all these years.
Absolutely. Well, I sent a note to one of my correspondents this morning. He works in Germany, lives in Germany. I'm not sure how many languages he speaks, but he speaks fluent German as well as English. And he's part of our preparedness group, despite living in Germany. And there was some conversation about J-pole antennas. Now, I've owned and used a J-pole antenna since 1995. And I mentioned to him, and this is for the benefit of all our listeners, at one time, Motorola cellular telephones had a place to plug in an external antenna. As far as I know, they no longer do. If they do, I would probably buy another one. In fact, I need to check into that. So I was on a training operation with my wife, and it was a weekend training operation in a remote part of Crawford County. The training included the identification, harvesting, and preparation of wild herbs and wild edibles. So I wanted to have cell phone service. I knew it would be remote. So I brought my J-pole antenna with me, a suitable length of coax, about 20 feet of coax, and the proper connector to plug it into my Motorola telephone. So we're at the campsite of this training area, and I had some time to set this up. So I set up the J-pole antenna, connected the coax to the antenna, connected the coax to the telephone, and then I had a pretty good idea the compass direction of where I would get a strong signal. So I pointed it direction. I had to move it maybe 5 or 10 degrees left, right to get the strongest signal. And I was the only person at that campsite. There was about 20 people. I was the only person at that campsite that had reliable, strong cellular telephone service, and I was very happy to be able to do that. I think it's a shame, Tom, that Motorola and these other companies no longer have a place to plug in an external antenna, unless I'm missing something. Are you aware of any cell phones that still have that feature?
I'm not aware of that, John. It's possible, though, that some cell phones still have that little rubber plug on the back. And what you would do is pry that plug out, and there'd be a very tiny connector in there that would allow you to attach test equipment. And that was the purpose of that socket. And many people thought that that was maybe a external antenna connection, and it could be used for that, but it was mainly to plug in the testing equipment for calibration and adjusting the power amplifier and what have you.
Then we got dual usage there, don't we? Because it absolutely worked. I pulled out that little rubber plug and plugged in the antenna, and we're off to the races with a strong cellular telephone signal. I did the same thing on the roof of my home here. You've been to my home several times. I installed a Yagi antenna on a 20-foot mast, and I pointed it towards the nearest cell phone tower. And once again, the Yagi antenna was plugged into the Motorola cellular telephone. And when I knew the approximate compass direction once again, once I got the five-bar signal, I knew I had exactly where I needed it. At that point, I tightened down the mast and then ran the coax down to the main house where I could plug in my telephone there and get cellular telephone service where nobody else in this valley could ever possibly get it.
Yeah, that would work. I know that large hill behind your home would be a good spot. I think you said there is a tower or mast up there that you can put antennas on. It's just the length of the transmission line would maybe attenuate whatever power you had. So you'd lose so much by going up there. But you got to work out the details on that. That'd be a very good location. It is difficult out here in the mountains, John, down in these valleys. You get on top, it's great. You get down those valleys, there's no coverage. Even law enforcement, I know in my county, they have some serious problems down in the low-lying areas, and they've never been able to get around that. So many times they actually end up using cell phones for their communications in those low-lying areas.
That's right. Yeah. Same thing here in Crawford County. Tom, we got a caller on hold here from Dan in Hawaii. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Tom and John. I had an electrical question. I thought that I'd wait. This was Wednesday from someone I talked to. I thought maybe you guys could help me out with it. I have a friend with a washer and dryer, and standard, no lights or, you know, no extras, standard old machines. And she says that she's been told that even while the machine's off in the off positions and not being used, that they're drawing a current, and she wants the machines unplugged. And so I say, no, that's ridiculous, but I'll check on it. So I was wondering what you guys might think about that.
Well, that's possible, Dan, depending on the machine. Now, the only way to know is to look at the wiring diagram, and many major appliances like that will have a wiring diagram posted on the back of the machine. So you might look for that. You may have to take the access cover off to see. But I know on certain pieces of equipment, especially now, washing machine will run on 120 volts, so I don't think that would apply here. But for instance, an electric dryer will run on 220 volts, and many times they have to get what's called a control circuit. And they'll do that at a lower voltage, and they'll apply a transformer across that high-voltage line coming in. So what would happen is that transformer would draw a very, very tiny bit of current to operate the control circuit that would then be used to turn the machine on and off. So that's a possibility, maybe on an electric dryer, but it's hard to say on the washing machine. I doubt if it draws much current at all, if any, while plugged in, especially if it's a 120-volt type of appliance.
So either one of them would be pretty, even if they did, it would be the current drawn that would be negligible.
Yes, and what I use, yes, it'd be very, very low. If you plugged it in and it's the only thing on the electric circuit for an entire year, it might cost you $3 or $4 to run it. It'd be very low. Not enough to worry about. Right. And the only way to check that is to monitor the current flow with what's called an amp probe. That's a trade name, but it's a clamp on ammeter. You can buy them at a lot of, I think they even sell them at the hardware stores, the big box hardware stores.
Maybe Sears.
Harbor Freight. You can buy an inexpensive one at Harbor Freight. But the way that works, the clamp-on probe acts as an ammeter, and you clamp that probe around one conductor of the incoming line, and it monitors the current flow through there. It actually acts as a transformer, and if you have super low current and you just want to get an indication of anything flowing, you can actually wrap that wire around the jaws of that clamp-on ammeter. Just wrap that wire several times around there, three or four, I guess, would do, and that will multiply the reading, so you can really see if there's anything current flowing at all.
All right,
that's one thing you do, but it's hard to do with a circuit like that because you don't want to clamp around the whole wire; they'll cancel each other out. So you have to get around one wire coming in. You usually have, in a cord, you have a black wire and a white wire and a green wire. The green, of course, is a ground. You don't want to test that. You don't need to clamp onto that. But but the white or the black, and usually the black wire would be the hot wire, and that's what you want to monitor. They do make special adapters that plug in the wall, and then you plug the appliance into that, and it actually splits out those circuits so you can clamp around them and measure each one individually if you'd like. Those two items, that clamp-on ammeter and that adapter, is what you need to do that type of testing. And that would verify it for sure. I doubt if there's any current flowing, though, on that unit.
Okay, thank you both for your expertise. Thank you.
Dan, thank you for the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. This woman's concern would mainly, I believe, be something if you were relying either partly or entirely on solar power or wind power, anything off the grid, where even tiny draws make a big difference, right, Tom?
Yeah, that's right, and that's a very good point, John. I wasn't thinking about that, but so many of your listeners will be on preparedness mode, and they probably have solar power or wind generators, battery backups, and things like that, where every little amp counts. So they would want to check each appliance as they're installed and find out what the current draws are, if there is any standby current drawn. They could chart all these appliances and pieces of equipment in the home and make sure that none of them are drawing, which you would really have to be aware of, that this I call them parasitic loads, and that's what a lot of these smaller devices are called, John, because they power up all the time. For instance, these little wall transformers that plug in, say for your cell phone charger, or for maybe a little tape recorder or a small television, or just all types of electronic apparatus, computers. Laptop computer is a very good example. That power supply runs all the time, and it's drawing a bit of current, even though you don't have the devices powering turned on. So that power supply is drawing all the time. And if you turned everything off in the house but watched the electric meter, it'd still be turning very slowly because those parasitic loads are still operating.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, along those lines, I got a quick kind of a humorous story. This goes back 40 years ago, 1974, 1975, along in there, more than 40 years ago. Young man, he was a mechanic, worked at a shop where I had a mechanical work done on my motor vehicle. He was an employee there. He got sideways with the local utility power company, and he decided that he would operate some minimal electric off large truck batteries that he brought in every day or every two or three days to his place of employment, and his employer graciously let him recharge the batteries that he would take home and run whatever small appliances or lights that he ran off these truck batteries. I thought that was kind of humorous at the time. And related, when it comes to batteries, there's only one source, and unfortunately they're not being manufactured right now, for nickel iron batteries, and that's Zapworks up in Montana. They're out of production right now. Occasionally they get some in for refurbishing that they put back on the market, but we can't count on that. The owners of the company have some things to take care of, some administrative things to take care of, and then they'll be soliciting for investors to be a part of their company and get these batteries back in production. There's another company called Iron Edison that they claim to be manufacturing these batteries, but what they're actually doing is manufacturing a nickel-plated iron plate instead of a nickel-iron alloy. So they're not true Edison batteries. They're make-believe, and they last about 10 or 12 years, and they're finished. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Here's a little song.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Front Sight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over Front Sight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Shall was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 19th of October. Year's quickly slipping away from us here, isn't it? We're talking about emergency survival communications related topics, including alternative power, alternative energy, how to be energy efficient, all those things. Tom, I had a conversation about, you know, it's been nearly 2 weeks ago with a gentleman and his wife, and he's telling me how his adult son is a scientist involved in alternative energy, and so we had a short conversation about alternative energy, and I told him the following: the missing link in all these alternative energy matters is batteries that. The batteries. And I went on to say the following. It's a pretty true statement. To power up a home with just minimal battery power, you're probably looking at 5 to $10,000 worth of high-quality lead-acid Trojan batteries to run everything in a home with the exception of air conditioning and heating water and cooking. You could run that up to $20,000 easy for a bank of batteries, lead-acid Trojan batteries. Trojans are one of the most respected brands there is for industrial batteries, the kinds that are used in forklifts, for example. And not many American families can afford every 10 years or so to replace $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 worth of batteries, which is part of the program, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, that's very true, John. The lead-acid batteries are the biggest expense, and other battery technology has come into play over the years, and in recent times, they've become very, very efficient, much smaller, and very expensive, but they get the job done. So the battery technology is increasing and getting better all the time, but I have to say that I still personally rely on lead-acid batteries. I power my ham radio equipment with a small bank, not a huge setup, but a small bank of lead-acid batteries that were intended to be used for computer backup power supplies, UPS systems, uninterruptible power supplies, and those are the batteries I use. Right now I have four of them in parallel. So that gives me 12 volts. And the each one of those, I don't even remember. I sent you the specs on those batteries, John. I think they were 55. Right. I think they were 55 amp hours each, something like that. I actually run that whole ham radio station off of that, and I leave it on a charger all the time, so they're kept in a steady state, and the equipment might not be powered up, but those batteries are being charged, and then you can disconnect the charger if you want and just run on the batteries without any connection to the grid at all. And it works, it'll work for quite a while, and it works very well. But, you know, I want to mention that if people are looking for an inexpensive way to get some backup power in their home at 120 volts, they should go to some of the recycle centers and look for the uninterruptible power supplies. So many companies and homeowners will discard those UPS systems because the batteries go dead. There's nothing wrong with the electronic equipment in there, the circuitry, that's all working fine. But they just think the whole thing is no good, and they throw it away because of a bad battery. So the thing to do is to pick those things up, and of course you want to recycle, so take the bad batteries out and leave those behind with the recycling center, but take the electronics part and open up a hole in the back of that case, put some sort of electrical conduit bushing in there so that there's no sharp edges that would nick the wires, and then extend those wires that did go to the internal batteries to the outside of the case and hook them up to a larger battery bank. So that will take that UPS power inverter that's typically only good for about 15 to 20 minutes, just long enough for you to power down your equipment, save any open files that are on a computer. That's what they're designed for, and that's how they're usually used. But this way, with larger battery banks, you can extend the operating time of that power inverter for sometimes days instead of just minutes. And it's an inexpensive way to do it. I did this a couple of times, John. In the town I live near, they had a recycling day or disposal day of appliances and things. You can bring them up by the city hall, and they had huge dumpsters there. And anybody that was lived in the area and had these types of things they wanted to get rid of, you could bring them up there. And I think they charged a small fee if there was a battery or something in there, $2 or $3. I don't remember. But while I was up there, I saw two pretty good size UPS systems. One of them was 3 kilowatts, I think, and the other one was like 5 kilowatts. And they had some, now they operate on 24 volts, but the 24 volts was made up of several 12-volt batteries connected in series and parallel that would equal up to the 24 volts needed to run them. You could easily duplicate this with deep cycle marine batteries or other types of lead acid batteries or anything that you could come up with that would equal the 24 volt input or 12 volts, depending on the system you're setting up, And I got those for free. They allowed me to take them, and I said, we're going to recycle and use these for backup systems for ham radio equipment and so on. And they said, yeah, go ahead and take them. And I opened up the cases right there on the premises and took those defective batteries out, took the things home with me. They both work perfectly, and they're in use and being used right now. So that's right, a good right. way to find that type of equipment.
Right. Well, most communities of any size have a metal recycling business. My kid brother owns and operates one in Metro St. Louis himself. And these pieces of equipment are routinely dropped off. And if you talk to the owner, you can probably get as many of these as you want for very, very little money. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 19th of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. It's been a week ago. We launched my new, improved, updated website. It's a work in progress. There's a lot of glitches that we're in the process of working out. But if you go there, and I'm going to click on it right here myself, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You'll find everything's different on one hand. On the other, you'll see things that are familiar. My DVDs that I offer for sale, various articles that I've written, and articles that I support and endorse, for example. On my homepage there, we've got the Navy map. That's the map that I worked with the U.S. Navy submarine veterans to recreate that they were that they saw in the classified briefings. And we're getting a lot of compliments on my website. So right now we have, it looks like, about 13 articles and videos and things there that you can look at. And then if you want to shop and look at the things we got for sale, we'll click on shop. And what pops up? Not what should be popping up. Here it comes. It's like I say, it's a work in progress. We have energy cleaners and mattress pads and DVDs. We're eventually going to get all the Amazon things back up and running. Right now we've only got about 8 or 10 or 12 out of 200. That's going to take some work to get those back up, all the Amazon products that I offer for your purchase. The energy cleaner, of course, is right there, first thing you come to. The energy cleaner and the mattress pads that go with it. These are marvelous healing devices. That's what they are. I've sold hundreds of these all over the planet. And I'm at a point now in the eighth year that where people are buying a second, third, fourth, sometimes fifth and sixth units. In the case of Diane Zerger, she bought, I believe, 12 or 14 of these units. Obviously, clearly, if the first one didn't work, why in the world would they buy the second one? This should be your heads up, ladies and gentlemen. These people buy multiple units because they work. They work on pain. They work on arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain. They help people get a great night's sleep. And I do something your medical doctor is not going to want to hear about. Almost no medical doctors, or some exceptions. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do, for me to you personally. So check out the energy cleaner. I believe we got the credit card back up and running, where you can use your credit card. That's what I was told anyway. And, of course, PayPal. And I have a toll-free order line. If you would rather use that than order it online, that toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Communications Friday, where we talk for an hour on emergency survival communications and related topics with my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom, we got a regular caller here. We got Jerry in Texas, who's probably going to have some chickens in the background. Good morning, Jerry.
Well, I, you know, it seems like there's quiet till I start holding a conversation in person or on the phone. And then I've got to have competition with the roosters and other animals. But I guess that's Murphy's Law.
That's okay. We enjoy it. We don't mind at all. We don't mind at all, Jerry.
Well, they do get a little loud every once in a while. I got in late on a conversation with a lady on voltage and use of electricity. I'm assuming it was 120. Tom, are you familiar with that kilowatt device you plug into the wall, and then you plug your device in it?
Yes, Jerry. Yes, I have one of those, and they're inexpensive. You can actually buy those at Lowe's. I've seen them there. I think maybe $25 or $30. That is a very, very, very handy device, because it will show you the voltage on the outlet. It will show you the current draw. It will even tell you the power factor, which is important if you're operating with any type of an inductive load, such as a motor or a transformer. It's a very handy tool. And you're right, Jerry.
It is a cumulative. Mine's got a timer on it. You plug it in the wall and then turn that unit on, and you can go back and check it the next day, and it'll tell you how many hours that current's been going through that system. Yeah, and it's an eye-opener as just how much energy certain things are used. A little old window box fan. I checked one the other day. I put one in the barn out here when we were working. I just left it on for 24 hours with that kilowatt. In 24 hours, that little box fan pulled 1.2 kilowatts. I mean, you know.
Well,
you multiply that times
And you see, from that, you can check with your power utility and find out what the kilowatt charge is, you know, per kilowatt hour. That's how they sell the power. And
right.
I always, for our area here, it's approximately 10 cents, plus minus a little bit, probably on a little bit on the high side of 10 cents, but it might be around 9 cents a kilowatt hour. So from that, you can figure out what your bill is going to be or what your charges would be for that one device. That is a very handy tool, and I didn't think of that when Dan called in from Hawaii. But there's another way to test out that device. Yes.
Let me interrupt. What's the name of this device so people can find it at the hardware store?
Well, it's called Kill. Kill a Watt. They have
a Kill a Watt. Oh, Kill a Watt.
Yeah, it's Kill. K-I-L, I think it is, hyphen A, hyphen Watt.
Oh, W-A-T-T.
Is that right, Tom? Yeah, you're talking about the ghost consumption, phone chargers and this thing, sort of thing. You can actually plug it in, leave it for 24 hours, or even if you go 26, you get the results divided by the number of hours it's got on the clock. It'll tell you what the consumption is per hour or per 24 hours, whatever, just simple math. And, you know, as an analogy, a friend of mine used to say a dollar here and a dollar there, after a while you get to talk about real bucks. Well, you know, a watt here, a watt there, after a while you're talking about kilowatts. So it's an interesting device for sure. While I'm online with you, Tom, what is your call sign?
My ham call sign is AB0Q, Alpha Bravo.
Wait a minute. I'm still in the Big Chief tablet, number 3 pencil, and nothing will ride out here. We're so soggy down here, it's not funny. Okay, say that again.
I'll say it phonetically, Alpha Bravo 0 Quebec. AB0Q.
AB0Q?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, it's 4 digits.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I got my call sign and my license Tuesday. Matter of fact, a friend of mine, he was so anxious to find out. He kept checking faster than I did, and ironically, last Monday being a holiday, I guess it was, or was it Columbus Day, whatever day it was, it only took like 8 working days for them to get me online so I could get my call assigned. And, of course, you get download now your license online, too. They send you out a PDF file. I don't know if I send you something by snail mail, too, or not. But
not anymore, Jerry.
Anyway.
Nothing comes through the mail. You may be able to request one. I've heard that you can.
Yeah.
I'm not certain on that. But usually you check online. Once it's in the FCC database, you are up and running. You are a licensed ham, and you get on the air right then.
Well, I'm kind of excited. I've got one of Bofang handhelds, or 2 or 3 of them. I don't know. A friend of mine's got a couple, too, and they're kind of erratic on dependability. But I guess I'm going to get what my friend calls a shack in a box, one of the AZ FT-157Bs to start off with, and that'll let me get my feet wet and get online and on the air. And I've already played around with this handheld and made some contacts and what have you. So it's there's a lot of clubs down in this part of the area. It's amazing once you start
Let me interrupt you here, Jerry. I got a note from my engineer that you're interested in using the energy cleaner in the bathtub method.
I did mean that this call did a disparage here a couple months ago when I called in. We've got one. My daughter cannot handle it all, even on 3 batteries. It works great for my wife. I can't tell any difference. I'm not saying it doesn't work with me, but I can't tell any difference if, any quick improvements or anything with me. But that's not to say it doesn't help me. But y'all was talking about the energy cleaner in the bathtub, and I just, I think weird, I guess, but...
Let me interrupt you here, Jerry. First of all, you sound like you're, like myself, a pretty healthy guy. If you're a healthy guy or gal with no issues that require pharmaceutical products or that kind of thing, here's what healthy people notice, and this is what I notice. My fingernails need to be trimmed twice as often. I need to get haircuts twice as often. Now, that tells me that my metabolism is working faster and better than before using the energy cleaner. So those are two things. If you're using an energy cleaner every day, those are two things that you will notice yourself. Now, as far as the bathtub method, it doesn't matter what kind of tub it is. If you attach a metal spoon to the alligator clip, and of course that's part of the wire that's plugged into the energy cleaner, you fill up the tub with comfortably warm water, and drop that spoon in there, keep the energy cleaner off to the side and dry, you're going to get that signal in that water. Now, if it is a cast iron tub, it would be possible to scrape off the paint on one corner where it's not really unsightly, maybe underneath or someplace, and attach the alligator clip directly so you got good metal-to-metal contact with no paint to disrupt that signal. And that would energize the entire tub, right, Tom?
Yes, that's exactly right, John. That's how you do it.
Okay. I didn't know if it diminished the efficacy of it, if it was a metal tub versus a plastic or fiberglass type tub, that it was,
Jerry, here's how it works. Like a cast iron tub is maybe porcelain coated, and it sits on a wooden floor, the subfloor is wooden or tile. You're not going to be grounded enough to worry about it. Most of the plumbing, the drains today in homes are PVC plastic. You don't have to worry about that draining up any energy either. So it's going to be fine to use it that way. And then if it's a fiberglass tub, that's all the better. Many people have said, well, what about the pipe that's the drain pipe? Will that drain off the energy? And no, it won't, because even if it's metal, there's a good chance that it's going to even charge up that metal pipe, and it would become part of the energy cleaner radiation antenna. So I just wouldn't worry about it too much. And, of course, with the plastic pipe, which is more than likely the case, that's going to insulate it anyway, and there's no water once the drain is closed off. There's no water there to conduct the signal away.
Right.
So that tub is just sitting there charged up all by itself. I know people that have charged up their swimming pool. Now, I never did get a report back how well that worked. I'm thinking about asking them. I'm going to see them soon, and I'll ask them about that. And, of course, John, people that have charged up hot tubs, and so do I, and they've had great success with that. So
own a hot tub, but occasionally when I'm traveling, I'll have access to one at a hotel. And if it's been a long day driving and I just really want to get complete, total relaxation, I'll spend 15 minutes in that hot tub with the energy cleaner signal, and it does make a big difference.
Yes, it does.
Well, something
really
that's, I don't think it's unique with me or not, but any metal, it doesn't matter, a watch, a wristwatch. If I wear one, a spring, where you wind up, self-wind, electronic, battery-powered watch. Matter of fact, I bought two watches back in the 80s that supposed to have the same battery they put in pacemakers. I kill them. 6 months max on any watch that I put around my wrist, and I take them off. Lay them on the dresser, and they'll start running. So I put them back on.
There's a percentage of men and women who have energy in their body like you Jerry, and it's always baffling to me, but I know it's a observable, repeatable phenomenon that there are men and women like you, isn't there, Tom?
Yes, there is. And you know, Jerry, that could be the very reason that the energy cleaner doesn't perhaps help you much, because you have your own energy field there that's counteracting other devices. And I have a feeling that's exactly what's happening in your case.
Well, Tom, I'm pretty good about conserving my energy. I've got one of those chairs that's named after me, Lazy Boy, that I use quite frequently, but tongue-in-cheek there. But I was just kind of curious about that. I know, John, you like the Bofang handhelds.
Well, it's a mixed bag, but we got a break. We'll continue this after the break. Hold on, guys.
You only live twice.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday the 19th. Well, gentlemen, this hour has just flown by. We've only got about 3 minutes left. Jimmy, you got any final comments before we wrap it up, sir? Jerry, excuse me.
Well, I just, want to get some input on the handhelds in Whitey. I've been outside in Whitey. They're pricey, but I was looking at those. Yazoo has got a handheld that's supposed to be waterproof and kind of collision-proof. I don't know if I'm going to get one of those. I'm getting my friend calls it a shack in a box. I thought I might have mentioned that Yazoo mobile, but I've got so much stuff to learn that it's not funny. But you get a chance.
Jerry, you take it one step at a time. The Yaesu radio you're talking about is a FT-857D as in David, FT-857D. I have one. It's a very, very good piece of equipment. And then it's the same old thing, Ford versus General Motors versus Chrysler. Everybody's got a different idea. But the equipment today is all very reliable. Pick out what functions you want, what features you like, what you feel it would be easier for you to operate. The only downside to the 857 Yaesu radio is that the display is pretty small. That is a very compact piece of equipment, but that's what I use in the car or the truck. And the reason I like it is it's an HF radio, so it covers all the HF bands, the shortwave bands. That's where you can talk great distances. Even from a moving vehicle, you might talk to a station in South America or Australia. It will also function as a very good shortwave radio, shortwave receiver. And then it's also a VHF and UHF system. It can also be an FM radio. If you want to listen to FM stations on it, you can do that. And it covers the 6-meter ham band, which is really good for out on the road if you have a convoy of vehicles and you want to stay in touch with each other over a pretty good range. You could use a 6-meter band. That works quite well. It just does everything, and it's all modes. It's AM, FM, CW, which is Morse code, digital modes, and a single sideband. It does everything that you need. That's a very wise choice. And as far as these HTs go, I don't care really for any of them. I have several, but John, you know the ones I prefer are the Motorola GP68. They're one band. They're not dual band. They operate on VHF or UHF only, but they're keyboard programmable. So they have the touch tone pad, like the telephone dial pad on the front, and that you can also set the frequency that way. And it has 20 channels. It scans those channels. I use them with the larger battery, so they have extended power range. They'll last a lot longer. And then I operate them at 1 watt. I turn them down to low power and use a large battery, and they go for a long, long time. And they have very loud audio. It's a great radio. So you might look into those as well, Jerry. They're cheap, $30 or so on eBay.
Oh, really? Motorola.
Motorola GP68. That's the ones I've been using.
One more time.
GP, George Papa.
GP? Okay.
That's it. Gentlemen, we're out of time. We're out of time.
Hey, thank you. Y'all have a good weekend.
Okay, Tom, thank you, sir. We'll talk soon privately. At the top of the hour break, we'll be back with Dr. Leonard Wilbert. Stay tuned.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.